Advice for new and seasoned agents. Go back to the basics. In today's fast-paced world, life can be overly complicated. It can be a refreshing change to go back to the basics of real estate. Basics are called basics for a reason. They are tried and true techniques that work. If purchasing leads and flooding social media with your brand and message is not working, then take a step back and return to the simplicity of the following activities. Do open houses every weekend. Many seasoned agents will tell you not to waste your time with open houses, while others just refuse to do them. But there is a reason why successful agents still advocate in their favor. Open houses serve agents in a variety of ways. 1. Holding open houses will help you learn how to speak to people. Communication is critical in this line of work. It pays to hone your skills. 2. Open houses help you to understand the market and familiarize yourself with the area. Visitors to open houses will often want to find out what you know about the market in their neighborhood. If you prepare for an open house ahead of time, you will impress them with your knowledge, and it just might supply you with a new client. Your aim should be to get at least one client from each open house that you hold. More than one is always better, but if you are consistently holding open houses every weekend, one client per will add up in no time. Those are clients that you did not have access to before. How to prepare for an open house. Bullet. Prepare a week in advance by researching the market, printing flyers, and posting to social media. Bullet. Knock on the neighbors' doors. Many agents do not want to knock on people's doors, but it works. Choose a pattern that works for you. For example, 5 houses to the right, 5 houses to the left, across the street, right and left, for a total of 20 houses. Invite the neighbors to the open house for refreshments and conversation. When they show up at the open house, because let's be honest, they are going to be curious about what the interior of the home looks like and who is viewing it, as they are all potential neighbors. Ask them if they have any friends or relatives who would like to live in the neighborhood. They may know someone who is in the market for a home, which could lead to listings for you. Do the little extra. The little extra means spending time with your clients doing special things. This will aid in strengthening your relationship, solidifying their loyalty to you, and will give you an advantage over other agents when they refer their friends and family your way. Determine what the little extra might be. For example, an agent offers to power wash a seller's driveway. Sure, it is hard work, but it is the little extra they will remember. Offer to do free CMAs for your friends. Your friends might be surprised by what properties in their neighborhoods are selling for. It will certainly make them think about the real estate market, and they just might decide to list with you. Attend as many conferences, seminars, summits, and events as you can, including broker open houses. You want to learn as much as you can about the business while getting the maximum amount of exposure that you can. These are excellent occasions for networking and making connections that you would not have made otherwise. You may even learn techniques that you had not known about or considered before. Listen to the experiences of others related to the industry. This might include a mentor with whom you are working. Only take notes on the things that stand out instead of everything that they say. If you write it down, you have a better chance of remembering it. If you write everything down, you will not remember the important details. Learn from every experience that you have. Every lender, every transaction, every buyer, and every seller is different, and you cannot control every little nuance of the transaction. There are valuable lessons to be learned from each one, whether it is how to work with a particular personality type or how to keep a level head when everything around you seems to be chaos. These experiences will give you new skills and prepare you for the future. Put a premium on your education. Get as many designations as you can. This only increases your knowledge base, and clients will appreciate the fact that you take the time to be informed. Keep up with your past clients. Your past clients can provide you with future clients. Send them holiday cards. Consider becoming a licensed assistant for another agent. Working as an assistant will provide on-the-job training for newly licensed agents. As an assistant, you will become familiar with the MLS, learn how to write up real estate contracts, and watch another agent in action, all in preparation for your own business. You will make a steady income in the process. Set up your finances. As an independent contractor working for a commission, you must think about where the next sale is going to come from and how you are going to pay your bills. That is why it is crucial to establish a system for your finances from the very beginning. Bullet: think about your taxes. Brokers are not responsible for withholding federal income taxes from agents' payroll. Bullet: download an app to your smartphone or tablet to record your mileage so that you are ready to write it off at tax time. Bullet: open a separate bank account for your commissions and expenses so you have an easy way to see where your money goes. Keep as much money in reserves for the leaner times to reduce stress. Try to have enough money set aside for an entire year. Bullet: do not buy unnecessary items. You do not have to have a brand new BMW or Mercedes right away, or the most expensive laptop available. People will still hire you even if you are not wearing $800 shoes. Be in it for the relationship, not just the commission. Successful real estate agents create strong relationships with their clients. People can tell if you are just in it for the money or if you genuinely care about their needs and wants. If you are just hungry for money, it shows. Take the time to cultivate and nurture those relationships. Do not just milk them for the dollar signs. Put your plan in writing and do it. It is true that if you commit it to writing, then you will do it. Remember that you are your own business. You have to put time and money into your business. You must do some or all of the activities listed above and give it at least 6 months to a year. If you commit yourself in this way, you will be productive and get listings. Advice for seasoned agents. Your brokerage will be comprised of new agents, but also some veteran talent who have the expertise and the knowledge to help you achieve your goals. That being said, even accomplished, competent agents need a little encouragement now and again. No independent contractor ever really gets over worrying about when their next sale will be, no matter how long their tenure in the business. Here is some advice for agents who may be experiencing burnout or having a less productive period. Reinvest in yourself. Do not get lazy or become complacent. If you made $100,000 last year, how much of it was take home? You need to be aware of that. If $70,000 of that $100,000 is gone, where did it go? Go back to the beginning to figure out where your expenses are. If you have neglected to make a budget because you feel it is no longer necessary, sit down and create one just like you did in the beginning. If you are spending too much money on marketing efforts that are not panning out, go back to the basics that worked for you in the beginning when you did not make $100,000 a year. What did you do then that made you successful? Maybe that was 15 years ago. That is okay. The same strategies still hold true and still work today. Strive to be more effective and efficient. If you are experiencing burnout because you have too many irons in the fire and you are always on the run with clients and juggling paperwork, it might be time for you to hire an assistant. You can hire a full-time or part-time assistant, or maybe just one on an as-needed basis. You can create a team for leverage. A team could double or triple your business. Having an assistant, a transaction coordinator, and an office manager frees you up to devote your time to generating business while someone else handles the paperwork and the administrative functions that take so much of your time. Learn how to delegate. Expect that people will say no to you. Hearing no is undoubtedly the least enjoyable part of the job. You will have some failures, but you have to persevere. If a high-dollar transaction suddenly blows up before it makes it to the closing table, remind yourself that just because the buyer or seller said no this time, that does not mean that they will always say no. It is not the end of the work, nor should it be the end of your career. Remember that agents and brokers need to be determined, passionate, and friendly. If you are determined, you will not give up. If you are passionate, others will feel your passion. If you are friendly, you will attract people to you. Give back by teaching other agents. Other agents will benefit from your wisdom and experience, and by sharing your knowledge and expertise with others, you may just rekindle that love for your career all over again. Daily checklist for sales success. The following is a checklist to be used daily to ensure that you are the most productive and successful real estate professional you can be. This list applies to both new and seasoned agents, as well as broker managers. Brokers can share this list with their agents to help them be successful. 1. Arrive and be prepared for the day. Dress for it. 2. Prospect, prospect, prospect every single day. 3. Write 5 personal handwritten notes before the end of each day. Read an inspiring book or message every day. 4. Carve out an hour to read over lunch if possible. After lunch is usually when most people hit the wall. Use the inspirational words to deliver a much-needed pick-me-up. 5. Have a to-do list. Create it either first thing in the morning or the night before. 6. Check out newly listed properties in your farm territory. Overnight, your competition may have gotten a listing. 7. Check out newly listed properties in your office. Hold an open house for the listing agent, or maybe you have a buyer who would like to buy it. 8. Send out a notice of sale for a particular sale in your office, either through email, social media, or through the mail. Make sure that you get the permission of the listing agent beforehand. 9. Attend a community networking event. It could be a school event or other type of event. This is your chance to give back to the community. Wear your name badge and bring your business cards. 10. Spend 30 minutes catching up on current affairs. Stay informed so that you can carry on conversations with clients and at networking and community events. But do not dwell on the more negative aspects of the news. Always remain positive with your clients. 11. Check your social media platforms. Ask your friends to like your Facebook page. Keep up with your friends. Capture short video testimonials with your phone and post them to Facebook. 12. Send out relocation materials to new people moving into the area. Do not wait for the list to grow to overwhelming proportions. 13. Connect with your spheres of influence on the phone, voice to voice. Call expireds and those to whom you sent notice of sale information. 14. Select a property for an open house over the weekend. 15. Ask yourself if you are organized and if you have a good plan. Build muscle through prospecting. Being organized and following through with your plan will allow you to grow your business. Real estate is prospecting. That is why it is so vital that it is on your daily checklist. In conclusion, stick with the basics because they never change. What was true for agents 10 or 20 years ago still holds true today. Be honest, be trustworthy, build relationships, be positive about your career. Revise your action plan for accountability. List the top 10 commitments for your career moving forward.